Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Final segment with the great Viva Fry, former lawyer, excellent talk show host. I just talked to him during the break. I said, what do you want to hit? Finally, he said, a bunch. But this just passed. Bad news up on InfoWars.com. House passes bill to renew FISA warrantless spy program by 273-147. Vote 126 Republicans vote yes to snoop on Americans without meaningful limits and without warrants. Viva Fry, this is just par for the course. We got judges going to premieres of movies where they did railroad show trials. They're not even ashamed of it anymore. You just did a great rant during the break. Repeat that.
Oh, no, I'll get myself whipped up again. They extend the FISA warrantless searches as though they've all but forgotten what happened in 2016 where you had Kleinberg or Kleinfeld. I forget the lawyer's name. Kleinsmith, whatever, the FBI lawyer falsifying information that they submitted to a secret FISA court to spy on their political rival, the incoming president. They've forgotten about that. This is why I said, like, at some point in time, it's not just Democrats, it's Uniparty. How any Republican could support this and renew the FISA surveillance, it's beyond me, but they've gotten accustomed to this level of power, this level of corruption. The judge going to the premier, I didn't know about that. Although I'm still traumatized judicially from Judge Engoron smiling for the camera. Judge Juan Merchan gagging the defendant, not from, you know, saying things that are already illegal, from exposing the family corruption of a judge whose daughter is making money hand over fist, working for Schiff, who's exploiting the prosecution. A daughter who allegedly had tweets wherein she said, this man belongs in prison, referring to Trump.
And we got Stormy Daniels with an HBO thing coming out right during the criminal trial of Trump, but he's gagged.
But he's gagged. We got Michael Cohen talking poop on Trump, but Trump is gagged. And it's to the point where it's so bad that even Michael Avenatti from his jail cell is saying, this has gone a little too far, this prosecution in New York. He'll still get convicted, but it's egregious political election interference. They've gotten comfortable with the power, and to the point where I genuinely believe they're flaunting it to show people, this is what we can do. We will destroy political dissidents, and then we'll go celebrate and watch the documentary about how we did it afterwards. It's gotten to a point where everybody should be outraged, and everybody should be vocal, peaceful, but vocally expressing their outrage about this.
That's right. You wanted to talk about Elon Musk and Brazil.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about things trickling down from Canada, things trickling up from Brazil. You got a judiciary gone mad in Brazil, this guy de Moraes, whatever how you pronounce his last name, who basically has more power than God in Brazil, wants to silence the free speech platforms where people can express their political outrage. And now threatening, from what I understand, threatening to arrest employees of Twitter if they don't ban accounts with no oversight, no nothing. It's sort of like they have their FISA court, but they've gotten so brazen about it in Brazil, it's open for the public to see. Just shut people up, shut people down, silence them, and then go after the companies. Go after Elon Musk in the same way that Letitia James is going after the bond company, harassing the bond company that gave Donald Trump or agreed to secure the bond in the appeal of New York. I mean, it's brazen at all levels. Once people understand that no one is safe, they won't be so complacent about it. Look at what's going on in Brazil. I say at some point, Elon Musk, he's doing a damn good job, and I give him a hard time on Twitter, but that's how you make people better. And now he's saying, oh, we're gonna pull out of Brazil the same way Rumble defied France's orders to ban RT and says, if you want to suppress information, you do it. We're not partaking in it, and we're going to pull out of principle. Now X and Twitter is facing that prospect in Brazil, facing the prospect of a prosecution and jailing their employees, and they're acting righteously now. But
by the way, you talk about not being self-aware. Here he is with Lula. It's basically a dictator. Go back to the Supreme Court judge head. Look at it. Go back to the photos with him like he has, like he's a vampire with his cape out. Every photo, he's totally unself-aware. He literally is doing vampire poses. What the hell?
I said this guy looks like a villain if the movie villain was trying to look like a villain. But he's got more power than God in Brazil. People don't seem to understand that. And he's in bed with Lula. And they're going to secure control for a very, very long time. And, you know, interfere with elections as well through suppression, the same way Time magazine documented how they did it in the 2020 election.
And we know the State Department's been down there helping him do it. This is a worldwide plan. You've got the EU and Brazil trying to take control of X. America's under attack. Every free nation is. FIBA Fry, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
God bless you. Robert Barnes is coming up, his co-host, and more straight ahead. Stay with us. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, the Iran news is really huge. I'm going to hit that coming up later. Iran is talking about openly launching missiles on Israel. Israel will nuke them. We're off the races. That's the next 48 hours. Pray that doesn't happen. Huge developments in Ukraine. Biden saying, I can't control the border. I may not have the constitutional power, when he's the one that ordered it open and told the illegals to come here. We've got so much. I've got this poison shot news. And Senator Paul, with the total proof of the emails that Fauci was working with the deep state to create the virus and the subsequent cover-up. But I wanted to get my good friend and really smart historian, not just a well-known and successful constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes, on, the co-host with Viva Fry, who we just had on, because I saw him talking about it. I want to get his take. And he also worked some early on in the Sandy Hook case when they claimed we didn't give him discovery and defaulted us and then had the whole weaponization of this FBI, current CIA operative, Gavin Oblivas, admitting everything we already knew, but directly from the inside, and what legal action he thinks we could take or should take, because it's not about me, it's about all of us, and how they were standardizing weaponization against me, and how we now know the chief lawyer for the FBI in Connecticut, who I never said his name, didn't know who he was involved from the beginning about suing me, he said that on the stand, and got $90+ million that doesn't exist, but in the ruling, when the Connecticut law says you have to say somebody's name, and we also know the lead lawyer, also former federal prosecutor who specialized in putting Republicans in jail, like the governor of Connecticut, for absolutely nothing. They thought in the process of discovery they would find all this criminal activity. As Barnes predicted 4 or 5 years ago, they didn't find it, so they went with the default. They've got a problem. They still claim all the criminal activity and hundreds of millions hidden in the HBO show, even though with the bankruptcy and a federal investigation and a federal audit by the IRS, they found the opposite. Overpaying of taxes, no hidden money, no sophistication, because we're all news and information. We're straight shooters, folks. I literally help old ladies across the street because I like it. I want my grandmothers to be taken care of. They're dead now. But, I mean, I'm literally a Boy Scout, folks. I've been completely honest. Other than in my life, I've been a womanizer, and I repent, and I'm married and have children. But when it comes to that, I'm completely honest. And literally, they tried to make a Captain America type Satan, and it hasn't worked. It's backfired. But I wanted to get Robert Barnes' take on this because it's a big, big deal. Five members of Congress calling for criminal investigations, multiple members calling for hearings on this. It came up in the FISA hearings the last few days. They, by the way, just voted it through, warrantless wiretapping again of the American people. Robert Barnes, I just said a lot there, but what is your take on this? I think this just vindicates everything you've been saying from day one. This is being quarterbacked by the deep state under orders from Obama and Hillary.
No doubt. I mean, I remember when they made a big deal in the courtroom of the fact that I talked about the trial itself being literally scripted and filmed. And they hid from the jury the fact that those were actually movie crews in there. And now we see the HBO show where that's where the movie crews were, where the judge is showing up to the movie premiere like she's an actress, like she's a star. So what we said from day one has been increasingly confirmed, and then all of it corroborated in this undercover expose of the former FBI turned CIA agent. And you look at what his statements are. His statement, I mean, it made sense from the get-go. People were accusing us of, you know, putting a tin hat on and all that. It never made sense from the beginning. Here you have, in the case of Alex Jones at InfoWars, someone that's never been sued in 25 years of doing business. Suddenly Trump gets elected, and you're sued 25 times in a year by every theory known to man. And there's no way that's just a coincidence. And then you look at the law firms involved. The law firms made no sense. Law firms handling defamation cases who'd never done defamation cases
before. By the way, same ones now suing Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly. And you research them, it's politics all over the place. There are fingerprints of politics all over the place. The only thing that made sense was political connections. The law firm in Connecticut, one of the most politically connected law firms in the country. Law firms taking on Pepe and other cases, big corporate law firms that don't usually do those kind of pro bono cases, and yet they're donating millions of dollars of legal fees just to go after you. So none of that ever made any sense. The only logical explanation was that it was a coordinated hit job. And then the only question was who. You know, there was no question it was a hit job. There was no question it was lawfare. There was no question it wasn't organic. These weren't a bunch of people who all of a sudden at the same time discovered they thought they had a legal claim against you. It was a bunch of people coming to them and recruiting them to pursue cases.
And the big evidence is thousands of news articles, hundreds of national TV programs, the nightly comedy shows, all off the same script, lying about what I said and did, making up the straw man. That's the CIA angle through Operation Mockingbird, the big PR firms bragging that they helped quarterback it. So it's the FBI and CIA working through law firms, working through PR firms, working through big tech to unify my destruction, to set the precedent, to develop the formulas you said 4 or 5 years ago for everyone else. And then we had in depositions bringing up Hillary and who was funding him. The judge threatened to sanction Norm Pattis over that. And the list of 20 plus things she gave us that we couldn't say was don't mention Hillary, Soros, and the deep state. They did not want any discussion of that.
Well, exactly. I mean, they went to great lengths to make sure there was never a trial on the merits, both in Texas and Connecticut, even though they had juries that were very in their pocket, basically, that politically aligned with them, like D.C. juries. They had judges that were completely in their pocket, and yet they were terrified of a public trial on the merits of the case. And the only reason for that to be the case is if the story they were spinning is not one that the evidence would bear out for the world to witness. So instead, they did a Soviet Stasi-style show trial that was literally a show trial with movie cameras there to film it all and put it on there. And you're right, it goes back to Operation Mockingbird, because really you could tell, I remember we discussed it at the time, that the evidence that this was a coordinated hit job coming from someone with a lot of political power was also HBO and Showtime. HBO's doing the current, you know, hit job. The original hit job was making up a character based on who they thought you were in the show Homeland. And what you saw there was, okay, so they're creating this caricature of someone so that they can encourage people to go after them and to demonize them publicly and through the legal system. But almost even before the lawsuits came, you could see that something was coming and the hit job being put out on mainstream media and in Hollywood.
Well, let me give one of the biggest smoking. I want you to continue. The reason it was PR firms before they ever bragged about it and confessed to it later was 2 years before they sued me, I would get up and I would search my name, and there'd be, say, 100 articles a day. No exaggeration. And some of those articles would be syndicated to newspapers all over the country. It'd be like an AP article, and it would get put in 1,000 papers. It'd be on every local nightly news. When I say thousands of TV programs, folks, tens of thousands. Everybody, I mean, why was this such a big deal, saying I pissed on graves, attacked houses, was going after children, totally made up, ahead of them suing me? It was a test market for later. But what I noticed was the publishing times would be the same minute, the same second. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Daily Beast, didn't matter whether it was big corporate, whatever. There were PR, and they later admitted that they had agreements with the media, with a script, with an article to get it. They were obviously being paid behind the scenes, CIA, to then publish at the same time. So they were publishing, it would show them, they didn't even think to hide that, the same minute. All the articles.
articles with the same tweet. So it wasn't people going and copying their story, rewriting it. They would all agree so that no one would ever get the scoop as they were getting the stories, and many of them getting the payments to do it, which, you know, they spent billions, not just on media, not just on big newspapers, but on influencers. Low-level people with 10,000 followers on Twitter were getting $10,000, $20,000 to say, I took the shot, I loved it. It was the same thing. So they were testing this, giving them money, getting them ready, run by, and then boom, it was like laser guns firing at once. Total coordination, and they think we're so stupid we couldn't see that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what they were really banking on was the American people being kept in the dark. And what this expose confirms is all the allegations and accusations we made from the beginning, because those accusations were based in fact, and they were based in obvious interpretation of the information. The combination of the hit pieces on Showtime, the hit pieces coordinated in the press, the Hillary Clinton coordinating it by starting by raising your name as to blame for the rise of Trump in the summer of 2016 in her speech in Nevada. Then that followed up with other institutional media hit pieces that all of a sudden these politically motivated lawyers start coming out of the woodwork after Trump wins to take you out. And the real goal, as was partially exposed by the Connecticut lawyers, but then full.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
They are there, except now they're treating our domestic allies as adversaries, as foreign enemies. And they're treating like Alex Jones is one foreign country and Tucker Carlson's another one and Donald Trump's another one. And they behave in the same manner. And when they fail, they just move on to the next one. But I don't think they're not going to stop until somebody fully stops them from destabilizing our constitutional republic and risking world war like they're currently doing between what they're doing in Ukraine and what they're doing in the Middle East.
They're
doing everything.
I want you to expand on this. This is so important. We have to do a full hour on this soon because you're so astute. The attack on me, hundreds of thousands, because they republish them sometimes thousands a day, hundreds of thousands of articles, tens of thousands of video reports, conservatively. They put out a report to me on every local channel. Friends and family, I'd do it. I'd turn on cable at night or local TV. I'd be on every channel. I'd try to get the weather. I'd be on there. Total lies. He's pissing on graves. He's doing this. I'm like, why? Because these groups are being paid secret corporate and taxpayer money. That's why it won't stop. It won't matter if it makes them lose. It's the same strategy they would do before they would invade Iraq or something. It's the same CIA blueprint. But instead, it only made us bigger. Like you just said, it's only making Trump bigger. But it's the only thing they know. Old dogs don't learn new tricks. You're dead on. Where does this go then?
Unfortunately, I think they're going to keep escalating in new arenas. And I think you're seeing that in trying to precipitate a conflict between Israel and Iran that could become a nuclear conflict very quickly if it got out of hand. The same is true in what they're trying to do in Ukraine. I mean, now they're dragging out 18-year-olds and 60-year-olds and kids that are disabled and sticking them on the front lines to do anything possible to precipitate a broader conflict there. So they're just going to keep marching onwards because they don't have a sense of limit. They're very much like those elites that and this is where, you know, we talk about history a lot because history is relevant. You know, if you study the elites that led us into World War One, that in turn brought communism. Without World War One, there is no rise of communism. Without World War One, there is no rise of fascism. Without World War One, there is no rise of Nazism. All of it are a product of World War One. And World War One was brought about by these corrupt elites that didn't know what they were doing. They were arrogant and contemptuous of basic principles and the people they were supposed to serve. And what they did is they almost brought us to the end of extinction. And I mean, if Hitler had got nuclear weapons, we could have had nuclear war then. I mean, because that's the kind of mindset he had. So, I mean, that's the kind of mindset these people have.
And he was inches away. So they're on megalomaniacal power trips. They're only going to double down. And you absolutely are right. And then World War One goes to World War Two. World War Two creates the new global order, the Cold War, the UN, and this current corporate kleptocracy you've got, who, if they were smart, they would back off now. They've already owned everything, but they want our minds. They want to just rub it in.
Yeah, it's Bill Gates. It's Bill Gates' mindset. I mean, that's why you've been right for years to identify if you want the prime source of evil in the world, it's Bill Gates. It's his mindset. It's his mentality. It's his approach. Just not just him as a person, though that is itself a major threat. It's the mindset he represents. He represents the old, corrosive, corrupt elite that supported and pushed eugenics that, you know, Hitler loved, for example, came from the Rockefeller Foundation. Who is Bill Gates' favorite group of people? The Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, this guy's an imminent risk to all of our freedom and security. But this is how they think. They're obsessed with total control. They're never satisfied until they have complete control. They're diseased. They have a power-mad virus in their minds. And that's why the only way to take them out is to vaccinate them. And the only way to vaccinate them is through constitutional democracy and 1776.
That's right.
It's the old InfoWars slogan. The best answer to 1984 is still 1776.
And you've led some of the biggest Amish groups successfully against these federal raids and harassment that are happening everywhere. But that's a perfect window into this. The most healthy, honest people, almost no cancer, no autism. They live 10, 12 years longer than the average American. They live as long as the Japanese. They're good people, and they're literally under siege. I mean, that tells you the federal government is bad, but the good news is state governments and others are now rallying, the citizens are rallying, and the Amish are having big victories. So on every front, this deep state is trying to gobble everything up and is failing.
Yeah, completely. I mean, and we'll see what happens in the Amos Miller case, but that's going to be the test case for the latest power grab. Because what they actually said, the state of Pennsylvania came in and said, you are not allowed to have a potluck dinner. You're not allowed to bring over food for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter. You're not allowed to even have charitable food unless we permitted that food to be made in the first place. In other words, they want a complete governmental monopoly on the food supply. No food is allowed in your fridge or on your table unless it comes from a government-permitted facility first.
And that as you were saying, though, that there is major pushback, just like the evils coming from the state, at the state level, people are really pushing back.
Oh, yeah, ordinary, everyday people. So they credit Senator Vance, Congressman Massey, presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, members of Trump's campaign, all have pushed back against what's happening in the Amos Miller case because they understand the broader and bigger consequence of what's taking place. That this is an attempt to, it's what people always remember Kissinger talking about, controlling money, controlling fuel, but they forget the first thing he said. He said, you control the food, you control a country. And that's what they're trying to do.
And that's what the WF's doing. And in the time we have left, we need to talk off air, obviously. I'm talking to some firms and things. Should I take legal action to expose what's happening with the FBI and CIA? Or what do you think the angle is?
I think almost you have to, on behalf of the American people. I mean, in order to try to preclude this or prevent this from happening to other people in the future. I mean, they're weaponizing our legal system using their political access and machinery to destroy the constitutional republic. And so that in order to defend the republic, you have to take legal action against what these rogue officers and agents are up to.
Well, I'd like to talk to you sometime today, then, because I've talked to some other groups. They say we've got some pretty good cases. But you're right. It's my responsibility to do this because they're targeting all of America. Shifting gears back, though, you say, the deep state will just continue on. You're right. They were really scared about deep state being discussed at the show trial or in depositions. I mean, I think this is a real chink in their armor. Do you think they're upset about this guy getting caught on tape, spilling his guts, admitting it all?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, I don't know whether it was false or not, but apparently the story was circulating that, they were putting James O'Keefe's photo in distributions amongst people at the Pentagon saying, whatever you do, please don't meet this man and don't go out on a date with him, please. So it seems meme worthy, but it's probably true. Even though this didn't come from O'Keefe himself, it came from people mirroring the tactics. It's the reason why they came after you and the reason they came after InfoWars. They didn't want other people emulating it. I mean, InfoWars is the only network anywhere completely free of corporate control. You don't depend on big corporate donors. You don't depend on big corporate advertisers. You depend solely and wholly on the goodwill of the audience. Supporting InfoWars, going to InfoWarsStore.com, finding things that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser, but in the process, keeping InfoWars on the air. That the problem is that example. That example is such a threat to the institutional control, to the Operation Mockingbird mechanisms of media and Hollywood and entertainment and industry occupation that the deep state has done now for more than half a century. So that's why they have to push back by every means possible. It's why we have to push back by every means possible. You look at James O'Keefe, people are now imitating it, emulating it. And what are they doing? People like Sound Investigations, they're getting CIA people to yip. And we both know, you get these people in the right setting, they're eager to brag to people. Just like they did to Seymour Hersh, telling about how they were really responsible for the Nord Stream bombing. Because they can't wait to brag about the illegal stuff that they do. So the great credit to Sound Investigations, great credit to James O'Keefe, but mostly great credit to the American people, because as long as they continue to support places like InfoWars, all the CIA, FBI, deep state efforts around will be unsuccessful in the end.
Speaking of Sound Investigations, they join us on this side of this break, but Barnes, do a few more minutes, because I want to segue and get a quick question to you about Trump and this criminal trial coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Ardy Young's an amazing investigative journalist and has done just stalwart work. Barnes didn't even know she was coming on, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes. He was just lauding the great work of Sound Investigations. We're going to talk about them here in just a moment. They just broke this incredible footage of the FBI CIA operative admitting all the things we've already confirmed, and then separately they exposed Pornhub targeting children, she did, and the Planned Parenthood illegally selling 8-month-old, 9-month-old baby parts. We'll be talking to her and the founder as well. He joined us coming up in about 30 minutes of Sound Investigations here in a moment. But, Barnes, while I had you, you were just explaining to everybody that what groups like Sound Investigations and Veritas that got taken over, but O'Keefe's back even bigger, and all these other new groups, and the investigations group set up by Steven Crowder, and more people are realizing it's an InfoWar, and the general public's getting involved and having devastating effects against the globalists. Can you speak to this populist peaceful uprising? And then, because I know you got to go, and she's on with us, real quick on the new criminal show trial on Trump, about to start, and what you think that's going to do in the polls.
Well, what all these cases have in common is that, you know, O'Keefe's methods of undercover reporting is a populist method that any ordinary person can repeat and replicate and duplicate. Credit the Sound Investigations for doing it. More Americans can do it and expose more deep, dark secrets, because one little secret about all these people is they love to brag about the evil stuff that they do. The other part of what InfoWars recognized was a populist method of news organization and commentary that other people have now started to replicate and imitate. And by doing so, they can break the corporate control of our media information news commentary structure. So that's how what combines these is ordinary people taking proactive action, ordinary people becoming undercover journalists, ordinary people learning the skills and trades of using FOIA, you know, Freedom of Information Act and Privacy Act to get a lot of information that's otherwise kept secret, like is being done by the Information Informed Consent Action Network with Del Bigtree and Aaron Seary.
And what you just said earlier is they wanted to come after me to intimidate everybody because they thought we were cowards. No, the American people were asleep. The intimidation is only spurring more people to take action. Hasn't the deep state figured that out yet?
Not yet. And I think it will take constant failure and rejection by the ordinary person against the deep state's agenda, because that's what unites all of this with Trump. Trump's cases are show trials. These are trials that have no legal merit, no constitutional basis. Supreme Court did the right thing. They should grant President Trump complete presidential immunity from this rogue, wayward, politicized prosecutions that threaten the constitutional republic. But putting that aside, all the judges know that these are bogus cases. So why are they letting them go forward? Because they assumed they could persuade the public not to vote for Trump based on some show trial non-verdict. Where they pick the judge, they pick the jury, pick the trial, don't allow Trump. They figured they were going to Alex Jones, Donald Trump. They were going to not let him present a meaningful defense, handpick the judge, handpick the jury, have it all be politically prejudiced. The Court of Appeals stick their head in the sand and pretend it isn't happening like a bad ostrich. And they thought that that would persuade the American people, oh, I better not support Donald Trump. The judges say he's a bad guy. So-called show trials say he's a bad guy. But in fact, people see through this, just like they saw through it in your case.
Well, that's right. Now the attacks, now even on Fox News and other, they call it being Alex Jones. I guess I'm now an adjective. I mean, this is backfiring, Barnes.
Completely. And we said so at the time. That if they wanted an honest trial, if they thought you were really guilty of something, then allow an honest trial on the merits. They have a judge in their pocket, a jury pool in their pocket.
What you said many times, going back 4 years ago, even before the show trials, you told me, you said, look, this is a show trial. You can stand and fight this, you can leave the country, you're going to lose, it's all rigged, but this is going to put them on trial, and this is going to blow up in their face, so it's going to be okay. And I was still going to fight regardless, but you nailed it, buddy. How the hell did you do that?
Well, it's the knowledge of history. I mean, it's like a lot of people wonder how you get a lot of things accurate. It's because you read history. You read their own publications. You read their own documents. You listen to their own words. And that's what they're doing here. So it all depends on the audience, the American people. As long as they continue to support InfoWars, they can't take InfoWars off the air. As long as they continue to support President Trump, these show trials will mean nothing and do nothing and achieve nothing except expose the corruption of the deep state and the weaponization of our legal system into rogue lawfare that needs institutional reforms. That should be the lesson from all of this. We need to make sure these people never have the power to do this again. Whether that's Alex Jones taking legal action against the people that caused wrong to the American people, or whether that's later on Congress and presidents and legislatures passing reforms so they can't abuse their power like this in the future.
Barnes, you're a busy guy, a tough guy to get a hold of. When can you talk to me today? I want to get your advice. I've been trying to talk to you for a few days on the legal lawsuits. Can you talk at 3 Central?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll call you at 3
Central. Yeah, that's no problem. I'm free throughout the afternoon.
I'll call you at 3. Love you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Arden Young is a journalist with Sound Investigations known for exposing Pornhub's criminal and predatory practices targeting children. She led her acting career on shows like Modern Family, NCIS LA, and the Disney Channel to pursue telling truthful stories. She's on X at Arden_Young_, or just type in Arden Young Sound Investigations, soundinvestigations.com, who everybody needs to support. I've seen them get 50 million views on X conservatively the last week. Nowhere in there except a few tweets I and Posobiec put out said, go there and donate. This costs money. There's huge legal bills. You want victory. You're in a war. You got to back the soldiers. And Arden Young is a commando on the front lines. Arden, thank you so much for joining us. You can start wherever you like. The incredible work you guys have done the last few years. The part two you guys released today, admitting CIA in Ukraine, targeting citizens to shut down our speech. I mean, there's so much to talk about. We salute you, and for myself and my family and the crew, and everybody, thank you for what you guys did.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Alex. Yeah, essentially, this entire story is kind of a funny story and coincidence. Sound Investigations was actually formed to specifically investigate and uncover sexual exploitation online. We first investigated Pornhub and exposed their illegal practices behind the scenes. And just recently, one of our journalists was out and about in D.C. and happened to bump into Gavin O'Blenis. And this was not the subject matter we were investigating whatsoever. This was not the goal to get a federal government CIA story. But this is what happened. And once our journalist sat down with Mr. O'Blenis and found out that he indeed does work for the CIA, he's a government employee, and once he started talking about all this, you know, varied content, including yourself, the FBI targeting you, we thought it had to be published. We thought it irresponsible not to publish this subject matter. And so this is how the entire story came about.
Well, tell us more without revealing your investigative tactics, how you got this FBI/CIA manager to spill his guts.
I mean, really, our journalist was out and about in D.C. and bumped into Mr. O'Blenis. They met. Mr. O'Blenis wanted to get coffee with our journalist, and our journalist said yes. And it wasn't until they actually sat down at their first coffee meeting that Mr. O'Blenis revealed that he worked for the CIA. All we really knew going into it is that he was a government employee and that he was interested in speaking with our journalist further, of course, undercover, not knowing that our journalist was a journalist. But really, it wasn't hard to get these multiple meetings with Gavin O'Blenis. He wanted to continue to speak with our journalist, and they met over a series of three separate meetings. And our journalist decided to question him in different ways and generalities, and Mr. O'Blenis delved into, he actually brought you up, Alex, out of the blue, saying that the FBI targeted you because they wanted to essentially financially ruin you. And eventually, they believe they were successful in doing that through the civil suit. And now, you know, he says that they've backed off, but he celebrates the success of essentially cutting your legs off, as I think he put it, chopping your legs off or something like that.
Well, I got news for him. We're reaching more people than ever, so it didn't work like they thought.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
To have age verification, that's good. My issue is it leaking in to other stuff, because I'm not going around searching for porn on X, and I'm still seeing it, and I used to see it constantly. I have seen an improvement, but it's a problem.
It is a problem, and for these platforms that do allow children on their platforms, I believe Twitter or X allows 13-year-olds on their platforms, and the fact that pornography isn't completely banned on the platform, I do have a problem with it, but it is very, very positive that pornography is no longer allowed to be advertised on X, so that was a recent change that must...
And you're an expert on this, so just, I'm a layman just noticing this. Do you think of all the major platforms? I'm not trying to kiss Elon Musk's rear end here. I mean, I've seen a major change there. Are you saying X is one of the better big tech companies right now?
That I actually don't know. I would say that, in my opinion, I've seen mainly positive things on X, although there's still problems in there. It's hard to untangle the web of what was happening before Elon came on the scene, right? But I know that Facebook is really, really bad. Instagram's really, really bad. There's just so much work to be done.
Oh, it's come out. I mean, you know this. Congress has covered it. Facebook deliberately is pushing porn on kids.
It doesn't surprise me. It's just disgusting and horrible, and it's really sad that the people in power are trying to get children hooked on pornography. You know, it guarantees future customership. It guarantees a lifetime customer coming back to these adult websites and for adult content. And it's so predatory and disgusting.
I don't know if you agree with me, but I think it's something that's prima facie. There's clearly by the left, the Democratic Party, but also other leftist parties worldwide, to try to sexualize children, try to target mm-hmm. them. They admit that's their goal. What do you think's behind that?
Oh, gosh. It goes so deep. I think that these evil efforts that we're seeing, I think evil is inherently anti-family, and these things like the sexualization of children, you know, showing pornography to children and trying to skew people's sexualities, I think it all comes down to being anti-family and destructive to family.
It just makes me ponder. It makes me sit back and think, where do you think this is all headed?
It's like the Brave New World. I mean, we're seeing children become more sexualized than like some adults. And we have children committing violent sexual crime against each other. We have the behavior we're seeing from children today is absolutely astounding.
We have 10 and 11-year-olds robbing banks in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, it's behavior is definitely escalating. These evil forces that be are trying to turn children into adults, and evil adults at that. And we just need to protect our children, protect our families, and take care of our own, and do whatever it takes to preserve innocence.
Talk about how Sound Investigations was created and how people support you, because you guys are really good at reaching hundreds of millions of people. You're not good, and neither am I, at actually asking for support. But you guys could really expand. You could do a lot more. You're obviously going to be targeted for what you're doing. You're up against the CIA and the FBI. They're election meddling. They're trying to shut down popular talk show hosts. How do we support you guys?
Yeah, thank you. Anyone can go to soundinvestigations.com to contribute and help us keep our investigations going. Thus far, we're actually completely self-funded by our founder, Eric, who you're going to see on here soon. This is completely a passion project that Eric started and was kind enough to bring me on to aid in the investigations. And we started the company to specifically investigate online sexual exploitation through these pornography giants like Pornhub, who are purposefully monetizing and benefiting from people's abuse. There is a big New York Times article several years ago titled "The Children of Pornhub," and it detailed victims' abuse, victims' struggles to get their abuse videos taken down from Pornhub. Many of these victims were underage at the time of their abuse, and Pornhub ignored these victims and sometimes even refused to take these videos down that they were just amassing millions and millions of dollars in views on. So our intention was to really break open this evil, horrible company, and somehow that's led us here to this undercover CIA video. And that we just kind of stumbled upon by accident, and here we are.
Well, what else are you guys working on?
Well, we're continuing to work on online sexual exploitation. We're currently trying to expand our investigations as far as that goes. And once I'm able to share more, I absolutely will. I hope to have some really, really positive updates soon.
All right, Arden Young, I want to thank you for your time. We're going to have your founder on coming up for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then I have some other guests. We're just loaded today. But anything else important that once you're gone, you wish you would have added to our audience?
Just thank you for everyone's support. And thank you, Alex. I am so honored to be able to tell this story. It's just so crazy and coincidental how this happened. I hope that this helps the truth come to light, and I hope this is really useful for you, Alex.
Well, I mean, look, whenever I learned this footage was there and we were able to talk to your founder, and then I was able to hear the audio and then I was sent the video, it actually got tears in my eyes because I've experienced this. I already know this. I already had people that we know at the Pentagon who are good people, high level, call us 4 years ago and they said, listen, this is the CIA. They're running the media operation. The Justice Department's quarterback, and they want to put you in jail. They've literally made you a target. And then I learned I was a target, and I went through all the IRS and the Justice Department and then trying to find something. And I'm literally a very boring person. I read all day and study and hang out with my family and don't even like to go out most of the time. I mean, I'm not bragging, but like Joe Rogan invites me out to a comedy show or friends would half the time and I say, I'm going to stay home. I'm a homebody, and I like to just sit around my family. And then they tried to make me Lex Luthor. And then by the grace of God, they've not indicted me yet. Knock on wood, hope it doesn't happen. But no, it's just that when you see this guy who is CIA, FBI, saying it all, it was like really I felt a 100-pound weight come off my shoulders. And it was just vindicating because they've attacked my family. They've done a lot of stuff I haven't said on air. Because I'm a strong guy. I'm not here to whine and complain. I just want people to know the government's really run by bad people at the top. A lot of the mid-level folks are good people. I'm not going to sit there and say they're all bad. But at the top, you can have 50 people on a bus, and they're all nice. But if the bus driver's a psychotic, trying to drive off the edge of a cliff, the bus isn't the enemy. People on the bus aren't the enemy, but the driver is the enemy. The driver's bad. And or a hijacker, you know, same thing. The plane's not bad. The passengers aren't bad. But the guy with the bomb and the machine gun, he is bad. And we have bad people. And it's going to be people like you with Sound Investigations that are going to bring this down. So I would love to see you guys get a lot of support and massively expand so you can do more and more. And then and obviously expand your mission. I think exposing what's happening to children is paramount. But when you get these other big nuggets, continue to expose it. So Arden Young, thank you so much. People should follow you on X right now at Arden_Young_. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right. We're going to start the next hour. And the founder of Sound Investigations is going to give his take on the undercover investigation and what that means. And then we are going to shift gears into a special report that we've been working on for a couple days that really details what really happened with Sandy Hook and what really happened with us and where all that's going. Because I don't want to sue the FBI and the CIA. Okay. I mean, you think I got problems now, but I'm willingly going to do it if I can find a good law firm to do it, which means we're doing it, okay? I don't use that as a way to say, oh, if we can, we will. I don't do it because it's not about being tough or having chutzpah or bravado or machismo. It's about I got to do this just like I've done everything else. I can't sit there and take this abuse when I know it's going to be passed on to you. Okay? And again, you can't let this happen to me either. We got to hang together, folks. So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the Organic Reishi, the Astragalus Mineralis Root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans.
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.